everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we celebrate the end of Lindsey Graham and possibly Mitch McConnell, the velociraptor that threw Rachel Riley into a volcano on Big Brother, the TV and gumbo that tore a Curiously Davenport and Silky Nutmeg Ganache apart, plus America's latest problem, explosive diarrhea. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Ding dong! The bitch is dead!
Oop. Oh, she's just really going in, going off, going there.
And you know what? If you don't want people celebrating when you die, don't live a life worth celebrating when it's over. It's like you spend all your time on Earth making other people's lives hell, and then you end up in hell, and you want to be upset that people are happy?
You know what they say.
What do people say?
No one mourns the wicked.
That is true. Oh my God, I forgot about that. They were right. Well,
they say famous deaths come in threes. You think we're going to get that summer clearance sale?
Well, I'm not quite sure we've had our second, but my fingers are on the pulse and there's no pulse. But if you're listening 7 years in the future and you're like, who died? Well, famous faggot Lindsey Graham.
Are Lady G's NDAs clear and null and void now? How does that work?
Well, I think apparently once you die, all the NDAs are over. Is that? I mean, that's what I see people saying. Because, and then also people are like, being like, and here's my story. But I don't know. I don't know. Lindsey Graham, senator for where?
South Carolina, I think.
Okay, dead abruptly. Apparently, there were like dozens of FBI people at his house the next day. So, like, did something go down, or was he just another octogenarian in Congress?
Well, baby, the breaking news was all his loved ones phoned. They called 911 in the night. Who called? He don't got no husband or wife. He ain't got no kids. Which one of his grinder tricks had to call 911 and say the Viagra finally did it to his heart?
Listeners, test your poppers. You do not know. And also, yeah, you know what? Is this a case of poppers and Viagra? Because you're not supposed to mix them. Boner pills and sniffers, honey.
Listen, he was jet lagged. He had been flying all night. He got home. He got on Grindr. He U-upped one of his tricks.
Test your powders. Fentanyl.
They brought the poppers. They brought the Viagra. Well, actually, no. I'm sure all the men in Congress all get their Viagra for free because men's health.
Right.
Anyways, by the time this episode goes live, you think Mitch McConnell dead?
I don't know. You know what? They've been saying he's dead, but then they've been saying he's not. But the people who say that he's not have a lot of vested interest in saying that he's not so that they can weaken at Bernie's government.
I did see a deep dive from some report from some actual good reporter news that was like, everyone's saying they're trying to prevent a special election, blah, blah, blah. They were like, I did a deep dive into Kentucky state law and we find none of this to be true.
What?
That like something about as long as he doesn't die before August 6th, that doesn't spawn a special election.
Well, I keep seeing things about they're just going to have their relatives replace them.
Yes.
Replace their seats.
Lindsey Graham's sister has already been named his replacement November.
In what world is that like how a democracy is run? In what world is that like the order of succession? Is that like somebody you're related to? If I had a sibling who was a nuclear physicist and they died and they needed somebody to take their job. Do you think they're going to call me? No. Maybe.
They apparently the mayor of South Carolina or wherever he was from could have named anybody. He could have picked anyone.
Okay.
Well, change the laws, change it around, change your costume.
Do you think the little ladybugs finally won the war? You think the little ladybugs ate their way upward? The little ladybugs. The little ladybugs.
Is that what his tricks were called?
Oh my God. Corey, there's no way we did not cover the little ladybugs.
I feel like, yes, this rings true, but you go on about a lot. So how could I ever?
Well, according to...
And someone's got to keep it. Someone's got to keep us on the straight and narrow.
Well, it's not me. According to people who are familiar with the region, the people that have gone down low on the Lindsey Graham, they've spotted brown spots that looked like they needed to be wiped off. And they said, do you need to shower? Do you need to, do you mind if I wipe there? And he's like, oh, don't mind my little ladybugs. Apparently he's got clusters of very dark moles. Listeners, I'm so sorry, but he's got, he's got clusters of very dark moles, taint word. And they scared people and he calls them his little ladybugs.
So, you ever rim someone with ladybugs?
I'm not sure. sometimes you got to keep your eyes closed. Sometimes you don't want to see what's happening.
Did you see the picture of Mitch McConnell in bed?
Yeah, and he's holding, he's conveniently holding the newspaper with the of today, and he's in his denim in the hospital.
I saw the photo and I thought, is it cake?
Oh. Well,
I thought, who knew? These days, these cake people are good at their job.
And you know what? I would say, no shade, but he's looking a little, if that's a real picture, he's looking pickled. Sorry. he's not looking his best. I don't know. I'm kind of over all the politicians dying in office because... Here's the truth. If they were to leave office, they would have to figure out who their handlers would be, and that wouldn't be paid for by tax dollars. They wouldn't have people wheeling them around, taking them to doctor's appointments, taking them to this meeting, that meeting, taking them home, taking them blah, 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 blah. They wouldn't have all these assistants who would just wheel them around and then have to sign a signature here and there. They don't know what they're voting on. They don't know what their constituents want. They don't do... town halls. They don't do anything except take money and be carted and wheeled around until they die. I'm so sorry, but how is it legal, and how do voters keep allowing it? I don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, Trump did say that Lindsey Graham was scheduled to win by a lot, so.
Oh, no.
Yes, you didn't see that.
No, I didn't. I also saw the newspaper that Mitch McConnell is allegedly holding in this picture is like the images have curves on them that would not be there on a newspaper, and
deep
it looks
fake.
Like yes, and we live in a time of AI where I wouldn't even know if I trust. Like a video of him. Like I need there to be, I need all sides to be present and touching his face to make sure it's not a rubber mask, I guess at this point. I don't know. I don't trust anything at this level. No.
Listen.
So it happens in threes. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, ? And whomst, the big one.
The big one. That's what I said. Summer clearance sale.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say who the big one is legally, but whoever your big one is, we're all going to book an Etsy witch. I hear that they're working overtime. I did see that some witch was talking on Reddit about, like, witches. If you're trying to go in on Mitch McConnell, be very careful because he has powers that really made me weak the last time I went in to mentally attack. So, witches, be wary.
666 and the devil laughs.
Speaking of which, oh my God. Speaking of Evil Dead burning, I saw the movie Evil Dead Burn.
Is it new? Is it old?
Have you ever seen a Evil Dead movie?
I don't think so.
Okay, so it's a classic, maybe in the 80s type of horror.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's been continuations. I don't know if they're sequels or remakes or whatever.
Halloween H2O.
Sure, yes. The IP lives on. Well, there's a new one, Evil Dead Burn. And I haven't seen any of the Evil Deads, but I was warned that it's scary. And so I was like,
you thought, I'm going to go to the burn.
I'm going to go to the burn. I'm going to feel the burn. I'm going to experience it. Well, if you're into that kind of thing, I'm sure you would love it. Are you into the type of thing where people are like, it's scary, but not fun scary, like anxiety scary, wince at the screen, jump scare?
I mean, that's what Obsession was. No.
Yes, but like, I would say 10 times more gory. It had moments of like a little bit like Final Destination-y, but also a little bit like Hostel. I haven't seen The Hostel, but I would think maybe it's Hostel-y.
You went to the theater to see this?
Yes.
Man, they really got you Stubbs members just arrive in places.
I was there and I leaned my chair all the way back, you know. I was one of those Dolby, okay? I experienced the Evil Dead in Dolby.
Okay.
I don't want to say I hated it because it was technically good, I guess. Like, I thought the cinematography was fun. They were doing some fun things with their camera or whatever.
Did you need to see the first one?
I don't know. I guess I had questions. And so I asked the questions afterward. I said, "Okay, so why were the Evil Dead? Why were the dead people like evil? Like, why were they mad? Why were they killing? Like, I guess I never understood, like, what's the motivation? Why are they kind of like..."
You're asking why zombies are evil?
A little bit. But it was like they were evil. Like, they were
bidding Satan's doings.
Who was that girl whose head spun around and she's like, "Fuck my pussy"?
Reagan.
Sure, they were kind of giving that energy sometimes, and they were vulgar as hell.
Did they speak?
Oh, they spoke. And anytime, I guess it transfers the evil, evil transfers via like body liquids, and so like spit or blood. They were, I guess, maybe just blood. So like somebody with blood on their face started kissing somebody, and then the evil was in them. And
they kissed one of the zombies?
Oh yeah, but she was down bad. she was. And you know what, this was after she saw the guy shoot himself in the head 3 times. I'm like, girl, stand up. What do you
once wasn't enough.
Once wasn't enough. Holes in the face, blood trickle.
All right, I'll pick it up at the Red Box.
I wouldn't. I was scared. Reader, I was scared.
Okay.
And I was happy when it was over. And you know what? There was a post-credits scene, and I was not joyful about that either.
You thought, I've got to go.
Yes.
You didn't think we should stay for the bloopies?
I wanted bloopies. It was a post-credits scene. It was more of scary. Yeah.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yes. But it felt appropriate with all the Evil Dead happening in this
70% on the thermometer.
Well, would you look at that? Oh, speaking of, dead. Oh my God, I have a Big Brother spoiler, but certainly people have seen the premiere.
Yeah, I would. You've been giving Big Brother spoilers for seasons that are 10 years past for the last month. So are we talking current or old?
Current.
Okay.
Big Brother, what is it?
28.
Big Brother 28 premiere happened, and oh, it was gag after gag after gag. The biggest gag of all that I was not prepared for. I was, as it was starting, I was like, there's no way. So the people that don't watch, there's a time machine this season, and
they always have a theme.
The theme is time this time around. And the house guests were time traveling to go bring in three reality TV legends. Who was the first one?
The first one is Angela from Big Brother 26.
Now, I didn't watch 26. Would you consider her bring backable?
There was a whole I don't know if it was parade or variety, but one of them was like, did a deep dive with one of the producers and was like, why bring back someone who's so polarizing? I didn't love her. I find her to be a 50-year-old bully.
Okay.
There, I said it. She was mocking someone's facial features, and she was touching her face to make her face appear like theirs. And then similarly, same thing. She was like trying to walk around the house, pretending to walk like some other girl that she was fighting with. I was like, imagine watching that show and your mom's a bully.
Oh. Yes. Well, it could happen to you.
It really could. Some people love her. Some people are like, it's classic Big Brother. And I'm like, I guess you're right. People were racist and bullies in the early seasons.
I do think it is classic Big Brother to bring back somebody who's polarizing. Like, they're not going to bring they're not going to bring back like a snooze fest. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I did love that somebody in their pre-season interviews was like, my least favorite contestant is, what's her name?
Did they say least? I thought there were like two people who said she was their favorite.
I do not like, what is her name?
Angela.
Angela.
It was giving Survivor Redemption Island, bring Rob, Boston Rob back with a bunch of people who love Boston Rob so he can make it to the end and win.
No, I don't think that's happening here. The second reality star, they traveled to where?
They traveled back to Fiji or some shit to get America's dad, Rick Devens. I don't want them calling him America's dad. He's 11 months older than me.
Well,
he's not even a full calendar year older than me. America's dad. That could have been me.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people your age that are dads in America.
That could have been me. I saw a clip on TikTok. They made Rice Krispie treats for his daughter's 9th birthday or some shit.
Okay. Do you need to see Rick Devens on Big Brother? Is this something that you want?
I didn't mind it because I do like him. I worry of how he'll fit in with like a bunch of young people, considering he's America's dad. And I guess it just didn't sit right with me that like an interview from Survivor 50 was like circulating of him saying he wouldn't go on Big Brother and like dunking on Big Brother. I guess I'd show up for a check too.
Yes.
Y'all know I have been absolutely crushing my reading goal this year, and boy, do I have a book for you that you should be putting on your summer reading list. What happens when your new summer job comes with a seriously hot cowboy boss, one who's completely off limits? Well, let me tell you about a book I've been reading called Taming the Heart by Elliot Rose, which is part of the Crimson Ridge series. In it, Sage heads to a remote Montana ranch expecting hard work and fresh air, not a former Pro Bowl rider with ocean blue eyes, a legendary mustache, and a wedding band on his finger. It's boss versus employee, forced proximity, and enough forbidding chemistry to set the whole ranch on fire. If you're obsessed with Lila Sage, Elsie Silver, Bailey Hanna, this is your next binge-worthy cowboy romance. It's so good and juicy, I simply couldn't put it down. You can find Taming the Heart by Elliot Rose available now wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. And you can check out Kensington Publishing at www.kensingtonbooks.com. That's Kensington Publishing at www.kensingtonbooks.com. Now let's get back to the babble.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. One thing I love about summer is how easy everything feels. The days are more relaxed. I find myself reaching for the same comfortable go-anywhere pieces again and again, and that is why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on well-made essentials that naturally become those everyday staples you actually live in all season long. Quince's 100% European linen pants and shirts are breathable, easy to throw on, and the summer upgrade your rotation needs, starting at just $34. Their tees are soft enough to live in all day, and the lightweight cotton sweaters are exactly what you want when summer nights cool down. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen, so you're paying for exceptional quality, not brand markup. And me? I am currently obsessed with my linens. Oh my God, y'all know in the summer, it can get a little hot, and I'm not trying to be sweaty and gross. And they have such a good collection of shorts, pants, shirts, linens that are light that you're going to feel like, okay, I can feel the breeze. I'm not going to get overheated and overstimulated. That is like my life story. They have me covered. And oh my God, I am relieved. Every time summer comes around, I feel like, okay, I can go outside and not be a drenched in sweat mess. And it's not just clothing. Quince has become a trusted favorite for everything from home to travel to everyday essentials. So make your summer wardrobe easier. Go to quince.com/babbel for free shipping on your orders and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/babbel for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/babbel. Thank you so much for Quince for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. And then the final reality star. Okay, there were rumors and trumors circulating around about who it was. We had kind of thought we knew the truth, but then they started showing the time travel, and I thought, oh my God, tricked us, or they planted fake stories or something, because the time traveler went where?
The time traveler went to Vegas to the bar, and I was very confused, and I was like, is D older than I thought she was? Like, this math ain't mathing for the age of this next celebrity icon.
We were kind of, we saw rumors that it was Dee from Survivor, who you may know. She won season 40?
I think 45.
And then she was just on 50 again. But when they went to Vegas, I was like, no. And then they're like kind of showing the plot of who they're recruiting from this Vegas bar. And I'm like,
I didn't even clock it when they showed the girl in the red wig from behind.
I did. I thought, oh my God, it's happening. Like,
I was
they are not above it. They're doing it.
I was like, Dee had red hair and worked in Vegas, I guess.
She's lived many lives. Well, no, it was the one. It was the only.
Rachel Riley. And when I tell you I was so genuinely excited, because I think Rachel is such a plus compared to Dee, and I didn't really, I guess nothing against Dee, I just didn't really want to watch two Survivor players who just played in the same season, who played together, come back and play together again. Like, I literally would have rather watched Rachel play for a fourth time.
About the two Survivor players from 50, it feels a little like everyone should go watch 50. A little final push to go watch 50. they still have commercials for it. It's like, girl, move on.
And it's weird. I'm like, it feels desperate for Survivor viewers to come on over and watch the show. And it's like, I guess, I don't know. I think there were bigger names from 50 that I think would have made more sense. I think Tiffany would have been a great choice from 50.
And Rizzo.
I feel like they're like edging us toward the idea of doing a Big Brother season that's like the Traitors, where it's like a ton of all reality. I feel like this is their way of tiptoeing into being like, could we get away with doing what Traitors is doing, since Traitors is having such a successful like back-to-back seasons doing this sort of thing. It feels like they're tiptoeing in that direction.
Yeah, which 1,000%. I don't really love it. I mean, I would much rather have all normal civilian, everyday people.
It's a weird slap in the face to Amazing Race yet again. I feel like this would have been a perfect opportunity to have someone from Big Brother, someone from Survivor, someone from Amazing Race, but no, they don't give a fuck.
It is weird. I mean, we say it a lot, but it is weird. Like, they really are... They act like it's like the sibling that they keep under the stairs.
Literally. And it's like, I don't know. They've had a couple of good seasons of Amazing Race, like back to back. They just did an entire season of all Big Brother contestants. Like, they could have thrown one person.
They did. Angela.
No, I mean, no. She made it one episode, two episodes. I mean, embarrassing that Enzo got beat by her. You think when she saw that clip of Enzo introducing the time machine, she was all, oh, wait, actually, no, she didn't get to see that part.
We didn't even talk about Rachel coming in. So Rachel comes into the house. Rachel gets brought back with the time machine. And then they live the afternoon with these three, and it's like, this is happening.
I would love to know. I mean, I certainly didn't fall for the trap of watching Big Brother, whatever they're calling it.
Untucked, untracked,
untucked. Didn't fall for it. Didn't watch it.
Unlocked.
I saw Rachel tweet that she talked about it a little bit on that episode, but she tweeted it before the episode aired, so even she didn't know what made the cut and didn't. But I don't know. I was very happy, and then the Velociraptor came out, and I knew. I saw the writing on the wall. I was like, Rachel's getting eaten by a raptor. Well, close enough. She got pushed into the volcano. But then to make Dee just run out of the bushes. And then
she was there waiting.
And then like how awkward to have to like introduce yourself in that sense. Like, I don't know. I'm just like, it's like they had a really good idea and then, I don't know, changed their mind and decided to have two people from Survivor 50. I think as much as I would have loved to see an Amazing Race person there, honestly, I would have taken any reality TV show if they wanted to do someone from The Challenge, if they wanted to do somebody from Squid Game, I don't know, something. Mix it up.
I did enjoy the untimely demise of Rachel Riley. I wonder if that means in the Big Brother universe,
she's dead for life.
She's dead for good, and she'll never come back. But you know what? We exist in a universe in Big Brother with time machines. And so
yeah, they'll send somebody. Actually, that's probably predicting it now. The finale of Big Brother will have somebody travel in time to save Rachel from getting pushed into the volcano.
Well, okay. You heard it here first. No. Well, okay. You didn't watch Unlocked.
Oh, they already said that.
And that is what happened. And they went and got Rachel to bring her on Unlocked.
Got it. Okay, right. Well, I guess I am smart enough.
Yes. I enjoyed it. I was gagged, and I thought, fun premiere. Apparently, Rachel said that her and Selena Estides, are we calling Selena Jason?
I don't think she cares. I don't think I care.
Okay, well, apparently...
I don't think she's going to be in the house very long, unfortunately.
No spoilers. I'm avoiding all spoilers. Rachel, while she was in the house for, I don't know, an hour or two before she got killed by the Velociraptor in the volcano, made a final two with Selena's titties.
Oh, I love that. No yes. wonder Selena's so disappointed that she now has to put up with America's dad.
Well,
I saw a clip of her say, America's dad was stealing her jokes.
Who? Selena?
Yes.
Okay. Is it true?
I hope they put it in the next episode and I hope they show the jokes that were stolen. Okay. He beat her to the tweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm rooting for Selena. I hope she does well. I did find it interesting that, at least according to the episode, nobody knew she was on Drag Race. And Angela maybe knew that she was maybe following her. And so Selena's acting like, okay, well, I'm going to keep it a secret that I'm at the drag level that I'm at. But what do you mean nobody in that house has seen Drag Race?
This
what do you mean?
Show is very straight. They cast very straight. I understood in like the first or second episode, Selena was crying, saying she just is having a hard time because it's like she is close with girls in real life, but so much of her friends that she hangs out with in LA are gay people and queer people. And to like go into that house, and yes, you have straight girls, but it's like, I get it. I think that would be the hardest part about being on that show as a queer person is yes. like being very isolated, because all they want to do is cast people in their mid-20s to have showmances.
Which it's already happening. Roman like, Lyric.
Just go on. Just make a version of Love Island.
Big Lover.
Big Lover.
Mm.
Mr. Lova Lova.
Are you watching Canada's Drag Race?
I am.
Oh my God. Now you know I'm a Canada's Drag Race stan, but honey, this is Canada's All-Stars. And you're telling me these were the talents at the talent show?
Did somebody said they, I don't know if it was shown in the episode, but somebody said they were told no lip syncing for the talent.
It was shown in the episode, so I wonder if people showed up ready to do so. And then they couldn't do that or something, because it made no sense to me why I was experiencing some of the quote unquote talents that were at hand. I was
it makes
like,
no sense to you why a season one first boot had a bad talent when they're up against half a cast of runner ups.
Well, I'm so sorry, but even some of the runner ups had some questionable talents as well. It was riggery. I'm so sorry.
Well, yes.
And I know that's how the cookie crumbles, and I know that's what's going on in this production, whatever. But I have no stake in the game, but this is a spoiler. If you haven't watched Canada's Drag Race All-Stars episode one, here it comes. Jackie Cox being in the bottom, she had a real talent. She should have never been even eligible to be in the bottom, let alone in a lip sync position.
I agree. I think I'm mostly mad because I think they did do a good job with casting. I think there's maybe two people I don't think should be there. I think if you're going to leave it up to them, if you're going to let them vote in a world where we've seen all-star seasons with voting and them choosing the eliminations, and we've seen people go further than they need to go because they're getting dragged to the end as an easy layup, like, I don't know. That pisses me off. We're only getting six episodes, and there's people there that I don't think are competing at the level of some of the others.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean they're a bad person. I would love to see them back on a normal All-Stars. I actually think a first boot should never be on an All-Stars. I think a first boot should come back for a normal season.
Sure.
Let them miss Vanjie and have a try over. Don't put them on an All-Stars.
Now, I know you don't care about Silky versus Akiria, but are you following the unraveling
Has it gone off screen?
It's gone off screen. There's been people going on other people's, you know, YouTube shows to talk about what the truth is. Apparently a TV was stolen, but then maybe the TV wasn't stolen. It was left behind, and it was left somewhere for so long that the other person sold it and bought gumbo with the money. I don't know. I'm putting the pieces together, but I know you don't care.
I'm Team Akiria. I don't believe anything Silky says, unfortunately.
Okay. And would you sell some? Would you sell my TV for some gumbo?
Yeah, maybe something else.
If I left my TV at your house for too long and I didn't come pick it up, would you sell it?
Well, you know I watch a lot of Judge Judy.
So you'd keep it.
So I know how this would happen. I
would
know how to cover my ass. I would text you. I would keep the receipts. I would say, hey, it's been here for 6 months. If you don't come and get it, I'm throwing it away.
Okay.
And I would say, here's your drop dead date. And I would keep it all in screenshots. And so that when we ended up on Judge Judy, it was a case closed.
Okay. Well, okay. All right. Hey, do you have explosive diarrhea?
No.
Are you eating raw vegetables?
Was this about raw vegetables or is this about Taco Bell?
Maybe just lettuce. I don't know. There's a thing going around.
Listen, there's always a thing going around with this administration. COVID's back again. What's the next outbreak? Did you ever see Outbreak?
No. What is it?
A movie about an outbreak?
The ladybug story?
I just remember when they were all, you know, when you see a meme sometimes and it's like the movie that was number one the week of your birth 10 years ago is how your 2026 is about to be.
Okay. And what was yours?
I saw that once and looked and mine was Outbreak.
How do I look that up? Movie number one.
We gotta pick a year. We gotta pick years ago.
March 1989. Lean on me.
That's your birth.
Yeah. Oh, you want it to be my conceivement?
No. This was just like 10 years ago. It was like 1996 or some shit. I don't remember what it was, but I remember when I looked, it was Outbreak.
Okay. Well.
So anyways, lettuce is giving people the diarrhea. Is that what you wanted to go on about?
Well, apparently there's explosive diarrhea and it's breaking containment and it's reaching all the states now. And there's something called cyclosporiasis outbreak. It's now in 31 states, 7,000 cases. And last year, RFK ordered the CDC to stop tracking it. So that's where we're at. So if you feel you might fart, it's never been more risky to trust the fart.
Damn. I can't believe we can't even trust the fart these days nowadays.
Hold it in until you're safe and sound.
Cork it.
Cork it, mama. Cork it, mama. Sorry. The last thing I did want to bring up was, now that you're in New York, I need you to report from the ground because there's a new monument coming to your city.
Mm-hmm. Is it in Manhattan?
It's in Times Square.
I do not go to Times Square.
Not even for the Olive Garden.
They have one there already.
Right. I'm saying not even for the Olive Garden.
What's coming?
There's a new Charlie Kirk monument coming to Times Square, I guess.
Temporary.
Maybe. I don't know. But there's no way. What do you mean?
It's just temporary.
People are saying, finally, public restroom in the city.
Listen, I hear that and I feel that. I was out playing Pokemon Go for Pokemon Go anniversary weekend, all that shit. And you really have to be careful where you're playing Pokemon Go because there's not a lot of public restrooms. And if you're going to be out for multiple hours catching Pokemon, there I was in Central Park doing this nice little loop. There were lots of lures. There were lots of people. There were lots of raid gyms. There were more than one bathroom. There I was. Went to the bathroom, washing my hands. Surprisingly, one of the air dryers was working. This is like a public park bathroom, keep in mind. The other one's completely broken. There I am drying my hands underneath the hand dryer. And this little kid comes up next to me, tries to use the broken one. Obviously not working. Steps over to mine, pushes my hands out from underneath it and starts drying his.
I'm sorry, but that sounds like a New Yorker, and he has seniority. So
the way I laughed, and his mom was just waiting for him right outside the door, and I was like, I wanted to tell her, but I was like, after I got yelled at for correcting that child at the movie theater a month ago, I just don't trust reprimanding children in this town.
You know what? I had a similar experience. I was catching Pokemon, and I had to use the restroom.
The loo.
And I went to the new Raising Cane's. There's a new Raising Cane's. And so I went there and I got my chicken or whatever. And afterward, I was like, you know what? Before we head back out to do some raids, I got to pee. And so I go pee. Like, there's a line. Okay. I'm next up in line. And some little teen tween little brat just walks right up and steps in front of me. And doesn't say anything. I say, there's a line. And he goes, oh, I just need to go in real quick. And I said, no. And the person comes out of the bathroom and he's like, you're saying I can't just go in real quick? I said, no. Are you, what? No.
How many people were in line?
Two. I'm sorry, but no, it's even if it were just me in line, you're not cutting me in line. Maybe you could ask. Maybe you could explain. This is I have. What is it? I'm sorry. I actually have cycloporosiasis, and I got my explosive diarrhea coming, and I need to. No explanation. Just kind of like expected. No. And I found joy in saying no to this little brat.
Listen, overactive bladder is an invisible disease.
I got places to go and things to see. Controlling my symptoms means everything to me.
Yes, and?
Yes. Okay, well, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me building up the strength to yell at a child in New York.
Oh, honey, that sounds scary, actually. You know what? You've trained your entire life yelling at kids to be able to yell at a New Yorker child. So you've built up to this. I think you're ready for it. I think you might not win.
Listen, I did laugh. I thought this precious little dweeb just pushing my hands. Maybe he was trying to hold hands.
Maybe.
Okay, what about you, Mama?
You can find me very carefully using my powers to do the deeds.
Got it. Etsy witches.
Yes. Okay, later.